Push it. Push it real good.
Push it. That's going to be the intro.
Yes!
Welcome back to the Skull Sisters, episode 7, part 2. We left off talking about favorite non-soccer related moments to DCFC. And I'm going to start back up with some questions from Ken, because they're really good.
Hey, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
We love you, Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Can we expect more googly eyes in 2018?
Absolutely.
Do you want to explain the googly eyes?
When we're done doing banners, it's always a good thing because you're spent. And it's just that comic relief that you, like, Josh Rogers is still one of my favorites with his googly eyes.
It was a banner.
Banner.
Though it was a two-stick.
Oh, it was a two-stick.
It was a two-stick.
Uh-huh. And I put them, like, every which way, so it just became part of my routine.
Why did you have giant googly eyes at home?
Mine doesn't have googly eyes at home.
Are you saying we need them?
Everyone,
if we don't
the
have
weird
them?
Part is she like picks up more whenever we go to Joanne. She's like, oh, I need these. No, you don't. You have like 7 sets.
That's not enough.
That's not enough. It's one use only.
No, they're not. We don't ever stick them permanently.
But I do take them and put them places.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. We're not
I still have one on my sewing machine. I still have no idea if we put it there.
Just like one googly eye.
So when I open it, it looks like he's like looking at me.
By sewing machine, she means bra.
What are you talking about?
You have a googly eye
and
a bra?
Yeah.
She's lying.
Just the one. It's a pirate bra. And so Ken also wants to know, what do you guys think, or he asks, how well would a Hunks of NGS calendar sell? Hunks of NGS, including Boys in Rouge and Kirk NGS.
Are there any KDG. Other Hunks of NGS?
Gene.
Oh, well, that's true. if he still had the mustache, I would agree with you.
The walrus.
So would those sell well?
No.
No. We buy it because it's funny, but right. I think it would not sell.
Jeff in the bikini top.
Oh, my God.
I would be into that.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff wore a bikini top?
He turned his shirt.
Oh,
he does
yeah.
the bikini top.
The shirt fold tuck. Mm-hmm. So then, now to Ken's serious question. He asks, what advice would you give younger girls growing up in the section about supporting and about being a strong woman? Cass. She rose her hand.
I think the most important thing is, like with any of us, we could have all dropped out with all the shit that we go through. And you just stick it out. You keep going because you know you're the one, at the end of the day, getting it done.
Are you talking about DCFC or are you talking about life?
In the supporter section, being a woman, you can't just quit. It's tough. It's not an easy place to be. And you have to be strong and you have to just keep going no matter what somebody says to you.
Yeah.
Also know that like people are going to doubt your knowledge, first of all. Like they're
question
going to assume, yeah, they're going to assume that you're
you
there for the party and you don't
soccer.
Know anything about soccer. You don't know.
Which
anything
is such
about
bullshit,
the players?
Because I've had more intellectual conversations with you guys about
players
and
like who should be playing, and I can't
ups.
Believe they didn't put this in. And yeah, for sure.
And we know the players.
That's
and
the other thing I think they don't realize.
Yeah,
is like we try and build a relationship with the players each season, not a relationship in that like we want to fuck them because they're young enough to be Simone's grandchildren. But like we try to these are boys and they're away from their families
living together in a loft,
right? And it's disgusting,
it's gross,
like
and these boxes are gross.
So we try and build that, and in doing that we have way more knowledge about the players, and when someone's like, who's 22, and we can tell you, that's because we know them. I think a lot of people just negate that because a lot of the women in this section haven't played soccer.
Right.
Who here has played soccer? That was a question that I didn't get to.
Me. Jackie.
Jackie yeah. played. I played when I was little, but like Jen everyone played. In Michigan played when they were little.
I did one yeah. season of indoor. It was really hard.
Wait, not did at you all. Play soccer indoors or did you play indoor soccer?
There's a difference.
There's a difference. Dome and Royal Oak.
I've never played soccer indoors.
No one has.
But I played indoor
stupid.
Soccer.
I have. You calling me stupid?
No, no
never.
You're not stupid at all. Mm.
That
was
so,
another thing from Jean's episode. No, apparently I was the only one that listened to it.
Dude, that episode was great,
I love
too.
That episode.
It was a good one.
So, two played soccer. Getting back to the
shit,
question,
yeah.
and we were taught, we kind of got away from it, but you guys know your shit about soccer, and
yeah.
people don't realize it.
Yeah.
But getting back to the question, any other advice for younger girls or just women in general in the section about supporting and being a strong woman?
Don't take shit. And if someone's calling you a bitch, fucking tell someone
mm-hmm.
and we'll burn their banner like a witch.
Or just leave it at Keyworth and stomp on it on the way out.
But I distinctly remember a situation where some fucking douchebags came in and called someone a cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And like we didn't have any knowledge about it. But that happens more often than you would think. And
because
it's usually,
women don't want to speak up because they feel no one's going to listen.
Right. Not only, but, like, the actual event happens a lot more often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's usually because a woman has the gall to say, hey, can you pick up your shit on your way out?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to remember, like we said, we're all sisters. But, like, people are there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
That one person might have called you a cunt, but literally if any of the 10 other people around you knew about it, something would be done.
Right.
Yeah, bring it up.
Bring it up.
It wouldn't be a fist fight, but
right.
there would be a stern talking to
and
some individuals.
Like, we're all guilty of it at this table as well, just kind of like pushing it under the rug and be like, whatever, they were drunk or an asshole in general, and
yeah.
they don't matter, but it does matter because someone else probably saw it and now thinks it's okay. Someone else probably saw that guy say fag while they were chanting and didn't say anything. You didn't say anything to them. And now that person thinks it's okay to say it. And it's not. We're
so
not about that. We're not about that in this section.
To speak up.
For sure.
Set the tone.
Yes.
And if
and
you don't feel okay doing it yourself,
tell anyone
mm-hmm.
who's on a ladder, who's
right.
drumming a drum, who looks
is,
like they know what they're
right,
doing.
Right, who's wearing a shirt. Tell them. Or not
yeah.
wearing a shirt, as the case may be.
And something will get done about
yes.
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Speak up. We can't help you if we don't know.
Right.
It's a good answer.
Thanks, buddy.
Good job.
I
Do
think...
you ring the air, CP?
Simon.
Oh, Simon.
I think it's really important for people to not feel like they need to be a part of it because of a significant other.
Yeah.
Or like
yeah,
go because
huge.
Boys go or something like that. Like that's so fucking stupid.
That's huge.
And I know that there are a lot of people that assume that I'm into soccer in Northern Guard because I'm dating
your dreamy
Dion.
Boyfriend is.
Right.
I met you there.
Right.
I
stood. I stood
Jackie
in the section
was
before
in the
supporter
section
was,
before
yeah.
Dion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like, and that
herself,
fucking pisses me off.
I might add, Jackie went to the game by herself yep. her first game.
And I know
bitch.
We've been talking mm-hmm. a lot about things that bother us or need to be addressed and fixed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I will say that I started coming in 2012, and it was an environment that I felt safe
for
and
sure.
accepted in. Now, granted, I am a white woman, so I mean, most situations I'm okay
yeah.
and comfortable in, but we always need to be improving. Always.
For sure. I don't want it to sound like we're totally disappointed in this section, because we're not. And like I said,
right.
I think we've come a long way even since the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard because we've grown so fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That our values don't always translate to newer people.
Into,
yeah.
From going from like 200 people
right,
to 2,000
people.
Right.
Right.
Well, to, yeah, 7,000, 2,000 in the section.
But
ton
I
of new faces.
Will say a lot of the new faces are
Everyone's
more respectful
cool. yeah.
than
yeah,
some of the guys I've known forever. And again, don't take that all to heart. There, I've met some of the best men I know in the section.
Mm-hmm.
It's not every man, and I'm not saying that it is.
It's bullshit that you even have to go into this.
Right, for sure. But It's but important.
You have to, yeah.
We've never spoke about it. And when we have spoke about it, we were shoved under the rug. And this has to be addressed. And we can't go into yet another season
where I'm throwing away your garbage.
Yeah.
Literally.
Picking up your shit, picking up after you, watching you sit and do nothing and then take credit for it.
Or have people go to all the men to ask questions and stuff when like, we know too.
Right.
Little do people know.
No, I'm literally in the merch tent
every fucking game. I think I can fucking tell you if we have the shirt or not.
Right.
We don't. Right. We sold out because we sell out every fucking game.
Does everyone know I do banners?
Oh, I think they do. Weird.
But they have to go to other people to ask questions about them that don't include me.
Right.
I've only been setting it up for a couple years
People that aren't involved in banners at all.
Yeah. Basically called a banner bitch.
Literally called a banner bitch.
And it was a conversation with all men that
not good.
Don't do banners.
Not good.
Well, and I think just for other like young female supporters too, like show up. Your voice is just as loud.
Right.
And just as important.
Ladies are guards too.
Yeah.
Well, I like
that.
Ladies as guards too.
We need that on the back.
So I think that's important. Your voice is just as loud, if not louder.
And I don't want this to be like a suck fest on here, but this is the first time we've ever had a platform aside from our private Twitters.
Right. Because we've done interviews before and somehow they get miraculously cut.
Yeah, was bullshit.
Right. To make time for the men, I'll bring this up because
this pissed me off.
Same.
Pissed off a lot of people.
And no offense to the COVID-19 people if they're listening, because they did make a really good piece.
It was a great piece.
But we filmed a lot. That they were here a week, and one of the nights that they were here, we went to a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And had a bunch of people come, NGS people, give interviews about, I guess, it was like your guys' stories, your perspective, your experiences, how you felt about the team, like general stuff, just to, you know, contribute to some content to the piece. And they put in a lot of stuff that I thought was good, but they left out some really, really great stuff. And I think two things that I'm really disappointed that they left out was, one was interview with Padre.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His was incredible and he was not in it at all. But then, they interviewed, and I'm blanking on everyone. It was Cass and Jackie, right?
We did a tandem interview, because interviews to me are terrifying. So it took a lot for me to get
there. They didn't make
you
go together, but you wanted to.
We chose to go together.
Yeah.
And you guys talked for, I think, good 20-25 minutes about a lot of stuff, and kind of what you're talking about now too, and setting the examples and talking about being a supporter that's a woman and being a lady supporter, lady cab, all this stuff was talked about.
I think we were a little nicer.
You guys were way nicer.
You were
being interviewed versus having an open platform, which you do right now. And none of it got included at all.
Not one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why, because they had a narrative that they wanted to push, and they had a direction.
But I want a narrative for women supporters.
Of course. And I think, and I agree, but
and that
you guys didn't
job.
Talk about it. You guys didn't talk about what they wanted to talk about in their piece.
Well, then they should have, they asked the wrong questions.
They asked the wrong questions, but
was that intentional to not put it in because the questions weren't answered?
I don't think it was intentional. I think they had good intentions, because I spoke with the people that worked on it, and they wanted to make an hour-long piece.
Mm-hmm.
Their company that pays the bills had a specific thing in mind, and that's what they had to do. Now,
I don't necessarily fault them. It was really disappointing.
Yeah, I agree.
It was really disappointing.
It was really disappointing. Because you guys said some really good stuff.
Right, and I don't fault them, because like Deanne said, they had a narrative, but I think that narrative could have had a female voice to it.
Yeah.
I think,
agree.
Too, this adds to, like, so many people wonder, like, why Skull Sisters? Why do you feel like it's important? I remember after we
representation fucking matters.
I remember after we made the Twitter or the flag or something, someone said, what are the boys going to be called? And I said, the fucking Northern Guard.
Wait, no. It was the T-shirt, and someone said, why don't the guys get T-shirts? You've had t-shirts for 5 years. Are you fucking kidding me?
Like rushing to adjust the levels. Like, oh, yelling.
That's the mentality. And that's what we're dealing just with. Like, because, we didn't ask. We can make Skull Sister shirts and men's if you're going to wear them.
But, like, just because we have Skull Sisters does not take away from you.
It's not a zero sum thing.
Right. It's not. Because we now have something, it doesn't mean that you have nothing.
Right.
I don't understand that. I will never understand that. It's important for us to be recognized because for a really long time, we weren't at all. We had one female capo, period.
Yeah.
We had about 5 others that rotated at CAS. That was it. We had no one on the smoke team. We didn't have a female on smoke team until last year. That's crazy. Yeah. I can fucking hold a smoke bomb just as good as you can and probably not burn the bottom of my hand.
But probably better because you've been accustomed to grasping your hand like that.
Hell yeah.
While, so.
That was a dick joke. I'm totally the dick joke caught me off guard.
Hi, have we met?
I know I should expect them. I'm gonna take it lighter. We're gonna dial it back for a little bit.
Are we gonna sing?
No.
Come on.
I mean, you can't. You started by singing. You could sing it out.
Jen's
KVG.
Oh gosh,
we love you, Kirk.
What are your favorite game day food and beverages? What food or beverage is missing? I'm going to do these one at a time.
Okay.
Favorite food or beverage?
The pizza is not my favorite, but I tend to get it always.
Because
it's fast. I don't have to wait in line, and we just packed up merch, and you guys are Tetrising, which that might be the one good thing about packing up merch late, is I don't have to Tetris.
You don't have to Tetris? Everyone loves Tetris, and everyone hates Tetris.
Yes. So I usually get the pizza just because that's all we have time for.
Yeah, pizza and a cookie.
Simone?
Pizza and a cookie.
Pizza and a cookie.
Yeah, they sell cookies at the pizza place.
What is it? Who's always there? Mac Shack?
No, it's the
Guaplo.
El Guaplo.
Oh,
and it's the Rouge and Gold Bowl, or Rouge Bowl.
That is probably my favorite.
Best.
But I won't wait in that line.
Yeah.
Too long the line.
No, man.
I get so pissed when they're not there.
Who? Guapo?
El Guapo.
Yeah, me too.
You go for the burrito.
I
know that.
I love the Rouge burrito.
But the
no rice, no beans. Fuck rice. Fuck beans.
Oh, here we go.
It's just filler. It's just filler.
It's bullshit. It's total bullshit.
It's so good.
No.
It's so good.
Adds nothing.
The beans?
Megan would say pierogi. That's her favorite.
What pierogi do you know?
She usually gets like the half and half. One where it's
half
called.
Potato, half
whatever the
protein is.
Yeah.
Oh,
is Cass' favorite food?
It's El Guapo.
El Guapo.
The La Rouge Bowl.
Jackie?
If you don't get Shrojex, the ghost pepper kielbasa.
I like the pepper jack.
Pepper jack, that's it.
Pepper
jack.
Is like crazy.
No,
the
pepper jack kielbasa will change your life.
I have seen Jackie tear into several enormous Johnsons.
And they're fucking delicious. They're so good.
Enormous Johnsons is also a sausage, but a different sausage.
She takes a variety of sausage.
Yeah, no, EJ.
Dick joke.
EJ's is at Foaling sometimes, but...
Yeah.
Usually now.
Yeah. But
this shit's really good,
at Keyworth, they always have the pepper jack kielbasa.
Yeah.
I feel bad giving that away, though, because
now everyone's going to get it.
I know. But it really is good. And the guys are super
nice.
He's
amazing.
The guy's really nice,
amazing.
And he buys our merch.
And he fed us at
Stocktoberfest.
They rock.
Ron?
Okay, what food or beverage is missing that you'd like DCSC to implement?
Fucking ice cream truck.
Ice cream! Oh my god, that was in Ann Arbor. We got Bomb Pops.
Yeah.
And
so good.
It really changed the day for me.
Ice creams all around.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's so hot. Or like a slushy. Like a slurpy thing.
Yes.
Yeah, but then they'll put booze in it and people will get drunk and drunker.
No problem with that.
I mean, it could be non-alcoholic slurpy.
Yeah, and you just bring your own booze like the good old days.
Right. Oh, Cass.
The vomit.
I miss Harry's.
We do.
I do too.
I miss Cass. Naked people on the women's floor.
So much. They asked the question about like what your favorite non-soccer moment was, I really thought about all the vomit. Because it really makes me laugh.
because you're two.
So we were talking about food.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to it.
So for some reason, and I might have missed why.
I don't give a fuck about pasties.
Okay. KBG's on like this pasty crusade. And he says, would you agree that as Michigan's premier football club, we should have pasties at Keyworth?
Absolutely.
Hashtag your, Team Pasty.
Your nickname just got a lot longer, KBG.
I don't give a fuck about pasties.
Princess,
they're just
poncho,
shitty empanadas.
Pocket, yeah. Waffle,
pasty. Pasty.
It's like an up north calzone. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
If you said pasties, that's something we can get behind.
We will go to the 2018
merch. City pasties. That's the one we hinted to.
Can you explain the difference between a pasty and a pasty to the people?
Some
who
go
may
on
not
your
know?
Tits and some you eat.
I mean,
but like you can put them both in your mouth.
You could go on your tits if you wanted it to.
You can put them both in your mouth if you want.
Good.
You asked.
Good to know. I did ask.
They go on boobs.
They go on boobs.
Charlie wore them. I bought him some. One of the last games.
Yeah, he did.
And then he ripped them off and threw them into the.
I thought that hurt.
Had to have hurt.
Idiot.
He removed some hair.
Charlie, that was so stupid.
Gigi with the late question.
Hi, Gigi.
What is a true or real Skull Sister?
Anyone who stands with us for 90 plus minutes chanting. Mm-hmm. Every single one of you.
Mm-hmm. It's not like it's some elite club.
No.
This was made for the women.
Right. We had... There was a picture that Cass had posted a million years ago, and it was like badass. It was a bunch of women.
Old picture.
Yeah, like in the 20s, and they were holding signs that said badass.
That was it.
And like our goal was to redo this picture, mm-hmm. which we never got around to doing.
But we did start a group. There was a women's MGS group. It was a Facebook group.
Basically, we were trying to be like the women's auxiliary of MGS.
True. Mm-hmm. Like, and it turned into an absolute
shit show.
Yeah, nothing ever came about it.
Yeah.
And we figured if we did something different,
right, we might actually follow through.
And we have a Twitter, mm-hmm. and people can just ask anything on that one, and we can all answer it, or one person can answer it. And
but like, I want to see your littles in Skull Sisters. I want to see your grandma in Skull Sisters. One of the firefighters came and bought one for his wife. Like, I want to see all of you there. Like, I want you to feel like you're represented. That's it.
Yeah.
Right. Well said,
Good
Jimmy.
Answer.
Look at me. I'm gonna throw up.
Just because I want to talk to you about soccer things really quick, since you guys know your shit, too. Is that water good?
She forgot how to
drink. I feel like this podcast needs a video.
She trumped it.
That was exactly what I was saying.
Kofifi.
What do I do with my hands?
Can you sing the national anthem right now?
Sounds like the section. What do you guys feel about MLS in Detroit?
Very much bad.
Fart noise.
I think we're pretty vocal
about how we feel.
Fuck you. We do all this work. You can't come in and take it. Period.
Because you're too lazy to do it yourself.
I'm not doing it for you.
No, we're doing it for those boys on the field.
Right. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite game? We'll just say at Keyworth. We'll boil it down.
The rain game that never was.
The rain game that never was. It was so electric in there. There was no way. I firmly believe there was no way they were winning that day.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Because we were the extra man that day.
Yeah.
And everyone knew it. And we all were like, oh, fuck. Like, you felt it. You knew it. It was the whole storm and everything made it that much better. Like, we were
Ann Arbor would have had a red card.
Oh, immediately.
Yeah. Immediately. Like, first half red card.
Yeah.
I could tell you my least favorite game, probably easiest. That was the first game at Keyworth.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was such a mess. That's the only time I've ever left the section. I couldn't handle it. It was too much. We had worked so hard to get all these TIFOs out. And I was literally standing on a terrace with someone behind me. And I was like, this fucking sucks. I want to go back to Cass. I hate it here. But, like, and then, like, the drums were in the front, and it was a mess, and, like, everything felt so wrong, and, like, not us, and, like, ugly, and it, all I could think was, like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. We've gotten a lot better since then. So my favorite game would probably be the Midwest Champs game.
Yeah.
And I also always really love the friendly at the end of the year, like the beach party.
Yeah.
So fun.
The not give a fuck game.
Right, it's fun. It's kind of like
classy
old
as fuck game.
Classy
games,
as fuck game.
Right, it's just silly and we're having fun. And
it's
no
not
one cares.
Scheduled and regimented and everyone's so stressed and pissed about everything.
Right.
It's not what it was.
Right, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite game, Jackie?
Midwest is like up there.
Is it because you saw Dung Dung cry? Because that's part of why I love it.
I cried. I cried a lot.
There's a photo front page of me crying in the Detroit News. And you.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing up.
I think the match before that
against
was that
the Dakota team?
Maybe.
God, those boys were huge.
No, I think actually it was the game against, God, was it Ann Arbor when Omar scored on that free kick? That was fucking beautiful.
He did that against Ann Arbor and Dakota.
I think it was against Ann Arbor. After he scored that free kick, I cried on the stand. And Drew turned to me because I was on the stand next to him and he was like, it, like, with a smile on his face, he's like, you gotta lock it down. Like, I need you right now. And
get
I
it
could
together,
not.
Jamie.
I could not. That was, yeah. It has to be Midwest.
Yeah.
It has to be. That was just insane.
It was
just this team this year felt different. Not that all the other teams and all the guys that played for us, like, we love all of you. Like, thank you for giving us your summer every year. There's something about this team, like, they just loved us, they loved each other.
Wolfpack.
Yeah, like it was.
And it was a
really
transition because they.
The beginning
wasn't
of the year,
the beginning
like, what
of
the
year.
Fuck is happening?
There was so much disconnect with everything. And it was, and I do believe it helped when we all rallied behind them to
for
let
sure.
them know that we're not going to be mad at anything. Like, we're here, win,
right.
lose, or draw. We are behind
you. We need
you
to take the kick. Don't be
fucking
afraid of
ball.
Us.
Right.
Just do it.
Right.
And people forget that, again, these are 18-year-old kids. They're fucking terrified.
Right.
This is the most people they played in front of. And definitely, like, the angriest people they've ever played in front of. Would you want to take that kick if it was you? And if you miss it, that everyone's going to be pissed at you? No, I wouldn't.
No.
Right.
So I think it's really, like, this year we really got onto Twitter and, like, shouting out to each individual player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, like, you're doing great. Like, we love you.
We
like,
made them part
right.
of the family. We
right.
all became family.
I
right.
feel like this was the first year, too, that it was behind every player.
Right.
Like, we've
for
had,
sure.
like, fan favorites before and stuff.
Right.
But I felt like this year it was, like, I wouldn't have changed any player, any roster,
mm-mm.
nothing.
Yeah,
like, this
all.
Is by
every,
far
was
my
important.
Favorite.
When guys were injured, we were pulling them into the stands with us. Like, that's cool. That,
and that's what that's
right.
what we don't want to go away, too.
Right.
And that's why we want to grow what we have and fucking
right.
fuck MLS, is because that's what it means
right.
to us and to
we
them,
We
want to
drop
too.
Off gas station shawarma to you for the rest of the time ever.
I've never seen a woman say Caesar out.
Never.
No.
And I will be the first one to snap back at somebody who does, because I think it's classless. Shut your fucking mouth. Unless you're out there on that field doing it, you don't have to, you don't get that voice to say him out. You don't go there every day and make these boys and encourage them. He does it. And he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And he very well said, like, I've got
and,
this. Trust the process.
Right.
Yeah.
And guaranteed, too, like, He built the club. That,
he knew
or
what
the,
he was looking for.
He
yeah.
built
mm-hmm.
the roster last year. Granted, mm-hmm. he had other people, you know, helping him, and
right. And his hands are always tied
right,
with how
and,
many kids we can house.
Right,
and there's
a lot of people that I'm sure want to play for Detroit City, but are they the right fit? Are they the right caliber? Like
we,
he did
we've
that.
We've definitely seen some really great players
that didn't
not play
fit.
Great for
yeah,
us.
Didn't
yeah.
fit.
It's really hard to. I think we're at an advantage and a disadvantage. people want to play for us. So we can pretty much get whoever we want.
At our level, yeah.
Right. But it's also really hard to put 20 star players together right. and make them a team. It's a lot easier if you get guys who are willing to put in the work because they're not the star player.
Right.
Yeah.
We've definitely seen, I would say last year was a
big one. Nate Steinwasher.
Man, the call out.
I'm just saying.
I was going to say Ali.
Yeah,
yeah,
he didn't,
Ali,
he didn't like
good.
It here.
Oh, so no, I'm sorry. No, I was complimenting Nate.
Oh.
That wasn't a diss.
Oh.
No.
It sounded like
no,
it.
No.
Sounded, you
yeah.
yelled
no.
at him.
No, no. I meant, like, he was like.
Right, he was willing to put in the work.
Right,
whereas
right.
I
oh,
think,
my God, no, I love you,
I
Nate.
I think we've definitely seen star players come in and not want to do
and
the work.
The bed.
Not used to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ali's a good example.
Yeah, and he's a
great
guy.
Great
he's
player.
A great player.
And he wanted to be here.
Right.
But it just didn't work out.
It just didn't fit.
Deacon kind of disappointed me, too.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because he's a great player.
He's amazing.
Did not work with whatever we were trying
and
to do last
we also
year.
Have
I would
to,
take Beaky
right.
over him times
right.
a million.
The way we build up, play in the middle, yeah.
Our guys have to match on a level. Everybody on the field has to be on the same level. We can't afford for to have two starter players and keep throwing the ball to them. We can't.
Right.
It just doesn't work. Every other team is going to call us out on it.
Right.
It's easy to catch and easy to counter.
Right.
Like this year when Louis had to go back. Like, there was a part where, like, it was like, oh, fuck, because
right.
he's so good.
Right.
And so we never went, right.
Right up. And
it
right.
wasn't like when Will used to have to go back and we were fucked and we had
yeah.
no forward anymore.
Right.
Like, it's a totally different dynamic now in the team than it used to be.
Right. And a lot of that goes to Ben.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Period.
Knowing what the hell he's doing. Ben's gotten way better.
And we've mm-hmm. also got a lot of support from Andy Wagstaff.
Yeah.
We really need to stress
that. About
that. When everybody was calling their players back, he let us have his.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He knew it was more important for them to get on a national tournament than it was
to, get the exposure.
To come back
and
play and practice.
Right.
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 Yeah.
So thank you, Andy. We like
thank
you.
You.
Congratulations on your baby.
No, she's beautiful.
Hi.
What are your guys' girls' favorite chants?
Since I don't have a muffin in my mouth. I love Up the Fucking City. I don't.
For once.
I'll say Up the Fucking City. And it's because it's so, maybe not spontaneous, but I miss that, like, interaction with the game.
Yeah.
And growing.
Not just chanting, but
right.
actually
yes.
responding to what's happening in the game.
It was a lot easier to do when there were 200 of us. It was
yeah.
a lot easier to be like, oh shit, we got a corner kick. Whatever. It was fun. And Up the Fucking City really, like, reminds me of that. And it, like, gets it going, and we're excited.
Well, and it started from a player, too.
Yes.
So it's just like
one of my favorite players.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Karate Charlie. Judo Charlie.
Maybe not the greatest player, but put in the work, kick the coolers.
Charlie.
That was one of my favorite moments.
Put in the work, he kicked the coolers,
right.
he got his red cards,
right.
got the fuck out of
got
there.
The fuck
you,
in the stands.
Locked
you
that game
got
out.
His popsicle. You know that Ben's one assignment for him was
right.
to just go in
he was the
and
goon.
Shut shit up.
He was the goon.
Didn't right. you hear what he said to him one time? Like, I think it was in when we went to Minnesota. Like, didn't,
yeah.
didn't you hear
yeah,
him say
yeah.
something? I don't remember. It was like shut the game down or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. He was, like, with Charlie, like, next to, like, the half point and was like, just shut the game down. And I was like,
and then Charlie immediately goes out and, like, starts shoving a guy,
yeah.
like, getting
I
in
think,
his head.
Was that Michigan Stars?
No, that was when we went to, I thought that was when we went to Minnesota.
No. Minnesota's when Alex scored.
Isn't that we all missed?
Everyone missed it.
God.
I didn't.
You guys fell in love.
They did.
Over that. Over
the
that goal.
The goal that
he brought you together.
Actually, that was like our first date, but.
It was our first date.
That's
it was
weird that you slept in the same room with him on your first date.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
We're sinners.
You're like, man.
Separate butts.
As you still have, right?
Yeah, we have two twins.
We have to push them together.
On a good night. Like, hey, can we push the beds together tonight? Simone, favorite chant?
Well, I love Up the Fucking City also. But I still miss Cass City.
Cass City.
Cass City. But
I miss that one too.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. We can bring it back.
But it's
in memoriam.
I guess we could, yes.
When they cast tech kids.
Cass.
Play.
Cassidy Cass. Mama Cass.
I think my new favorite is the Why You Suck So Much.
God, yeah. That was the best.
Thank you, Jackie.
I mean, we literally...
Yeah, Jackie came up with that one.
In Grand Rapids, that one. We sat there, and I don't even know, for like 15 minutes, chanted to that
in the restaurant.
Noah. It was at Noah. It wasn't just the team. It was, hey, Noah. And we literally broke him that day.
Yeah.
That was,
my, well, that's why he got so the red good. Card after.
It was my favorite... It was my favorite.
They're kids, guys. They're 18.
He broke fucking Noah. He's a racist dick, so I don't give a fuck.
Raise your kids better.
Grand Rapids away was probably one of the best matches this year.
That was a great away match.
Yeah.
They hated us.
It was delicious.
That baseball field.
Oh my god, the worst baseball field.
I loved that we did Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the beginning of the match. That was some great improvisation.
Come to away days.
Is that your favorite chant? What's your favorite chant?
I do love Suck So Much. I love Battlefield.
God, I know we talked about that one.
God,
we the last one.
It has to be Gene doing it because he screams at it. It's
so no one like Gene doing that one.
Yeah, that one's probably like really. Oh, and French chant. I love the French chant.
Did we talk about how that one was started in the podcast? I don't think we did.
No.
Do you remember how it was started?
Bus
second
year to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so butchered too. The French, it's not really French.
Do you want to tell the whole story really quick?
You can go ahead.
I only remember, I was very drinking.
You guys were all shifting.
On that trip.
I just remember practicing it on the bus. We had it all printed out and,
it was printed out?
Yeah.
For the bus trip.
One. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you were in that trip too.
Yeah,
that's when I first met you.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we had a couple. There were some people that had it printed out, and then I just remember people were getting confused, so then we had to spell it out like phonetically.
Yeah, I think we just decided that phonetically was going to be the easiest.
And it's still not right, but it's okay. But I love that. I like the crowd.
Call and response.
Yeah. Those are usually my
favorite.
I definitely
like the callback chants for sure.
Yeah.
Could do more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do more of the old stuff.
Yeah.
And stop doing the same stuff that sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
I know it's really nice, especially because we are spread out over the entire fucking field now.
And this isn't against any of the Capos.
No.
I just really miss having all the change
for
up.
For sure.
Yeah.
And being a sporadic
I think
instead
like
of
I'm saying, like
scheduled.
It's hard. It's easier to switch chants that way with how big we are because, like, the outside doesn't hear the inside until they're, like, halfway through the first verse of the chant or first go around. It wouldn't be first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I agree. It kind of all just turns into the same thing when we keep the same beat going through three different chants.
People drop off, and that's
people
where we lose
off.
The noise.
Yeah.
We lose the wow factor.
People drop off, or they keep going with the one before, and they don't realize like,
that it's
changed. The two outside sides will be on a totally different chant than the inside near the drums.
But if it's the right chant, it will stay.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Kitchen's video of Suck So Much against Ann Arbor, like, we're
scary loud. I watch it, like, a couple times a week.
It's like... It's like 15 seconds, but it's like loud.
For sure.
That's the loudest.
I used it in the intro. I think the first episode I used that.
Yeah.
His videos, audio.
Some of his stuff, like that goal, the crowd and his video, you don't hear it as much as you do on his. And it's just that. I mean,
it's
get
explosion.
Goosebumps. Yeah. You get goosebumps listening to it.
I love everything he does.
I do too. I love him. He is one of the nicest humans you will ever meet. So if you ever get a chance, please go talk to Michael Kitchen because you won't regret it. You'll be a better person for it.
He shows up to away games all the time and he stays under the radar.
By himself.
He just does his stuff and like keeps showing up. That's all you have to do. Boom, you're in the Northern Guard. Congratulations.
I have a really funny story he told me and I can relate to this. So I do the photography. Kitchen does photography.
Me too?
And... I talked to him about it. He paid $15 for his camera, mm-hmm. and on eBay. And he had the camera before, yeah. and it got damaged in a rain game.
Yeah.
And then he went on, he really liked the camera, so he bought another one for $15. And he takes so many good photos, takes so many good videos, and he spent fucking $30 on two cameras. And they're all great, and I fucking love it. That's like one of my favorite conversations I've had at a City Game. It's like, yeah, you're like, I bought this for $15. That's fucking crazy. All your stuff's so good. It really excited me.
Does she have to go out?
No, she's just being annoying.
Okay.
We're talking about Jackie. Is there anything else you guys want to add as we're signing off and finishing up here?
No, I'm going to say, I know it sounds like a bitch fest, and it's just something that we really needed to get out there and let everyone know, but we do love everything we do. We wouldn't do it if we didn't. Yeah. Because it's hard work, and it's time consuming, and it consumes you, and you kind of lose touch with people when you're doing it. But there's nothing I wouldn't change, and I look forward to it every single year.
Mm-hmm. We're sitting here in January talking about it.
Last year we were sitting in your basement in January doing banners.
Yeah.
So we're behind. Right. But we're fucking behind.
So like it's an all year thing for us. And yeah, it's fucking college kids playing soccer. Who gives a shit? But at the same time.
But it's also more than that.
Right. It's way more than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No,
land of misfit toys.
And getting back, I know we've been kind of like bitching about stuff throughout this, but this is really the first time that you guys have been given a platform to really speak your mind and get your voices heard outside of your own circle. And I think that's important. So I think that anyone listening should understand that and really listen to what you guys are saying, because it is the first time that you've been able to have an organized platform that people are going to listen to.
And ladies and gentlemen, please come help us. We want it. We want
the
help.
Talk to us. If you feel like you disagree with what we've said, please talk to us about it. Like, if you feel...
Are you guys open to, like, comments or questions?
Yeah.
Discussions.
About it. And, you know, some people understand it and hear us, and some don't.
Yeah. And, like, as much of a dick as I sometimes am, like, I'm very willing to talk to you. I'm very willing to hear your opinion. I'm even willing to change mine. Like, I'm not super set in my brain on stuff. Like, I would really... much of anything, really. Like... Please, if you feel like
you're genius and very stable.
Yes. It's moderately stable.
Not stable at all.
If you feel like we misrepresented, especially the women, if you feel like you have a completely different viewpoint, talk to us about it.
Yeah, I'd be interested in hearing it too. I'm gonna get other people outside of the core group of people on, and if you want to tell your stories, you know, you can let me know too, and I can
and everyone's going to have a different story.
Yeah,
you know, I think we're so close to it because we do so much of it.
Yeah,
we do in different capacities too. Like, we're never all in the merch tent, we're never all at banners, we're never like, we see most facets of the game each game. One of us is in one of those roles every single game.
Yeah. No, I think that's awesome, and this was a lot of fun. I was hoping
he was so worried.
I was so worried, and I was hoping for more dick jokes.
I was trying not to dick joke as much.
You guys scaled it back.
Sorry. Ugh. I did make some tit jokes.
So. Jackie, any last things you want to add? No pressure.
I'm just really proud of all the women that we do have.
Yes.
In Northern Guard. I think when you look out in the stands, there's a lot of women. And I think that's why we started Skull Sisters too, is because it's not just the four or five of us, and it's not just 20 of us. There's a lot.
Hundreds.
And they're all ages, and it's awesome. And I think that we've kind of struck something that can just continue to grow.
Right. There's a reason why there's so many of us in the stands.
Right. Right. And again, I think that goes back to we do have.
And it's not because of the dicks in the stands.
We have way more women in our supporter section than I see and especially in our league.
Yes.
But also, I would say nationally, with the exception of like a Portland.
Right.
But there are. Chatta has actually a ton of women's
Chatta
work.
Chatta has awesome
kick ass
women.
And yeah. take
they
charge too.
Ladies' t shirts this year too.
They have had ladies'
they
stuff.
They've had them a long time.
A little more than, yeah, longer
they had,
than us.
They had a really cool one this year.
Yeah. but I like seeing that,
that
too.
That
like,
their male capos wear also.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks, Galen.
Yep. Love you. No, but there's, I think, a certain camaraderie, too, with being a woman supporter
yes.
that we've all identified with. And I think it's just growing and growing and growing, too. You know, like, I love seeing what the women in Chattanooga are doing.
Yeah.
Because they run a lot of shit there, and it's fucking awesome.
They run most of the stuff there. Like,
right.
Like
so
here.
It's like here.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's just important for people to realize, it's important for men.
Yeah, you guys.
To
have, you guys have to fight for your place.
Right.
It's bullshit. But
right.
Which is
I
bullshit.
Don't, I don't think necessarily we had to fight for it.
You
we just did it.
That's.
We did a lot of.
You did a lot, but how much pushback do you have every single day?
That's,
right.
Well, that's,
you fight tooth and nail every single day for someone to listen to you to take the fucking banners down. That's crazy. Fucking carry this to the car because there's one of me. That's insane.
Right.
I don't think I've never, I don't have a problem with that. At the end of the night is more help than
right.
not.
Yeah.
It's gotten better daytime, like pregame, but getting someone there 2 hours early is
tough.
Is tough.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was awesome. It's great.
I'm just saying.
I really do like other people.
Yeah.
She really does.
Does
not.
I do.
Jen is, I feel like you're the type of person that's like really mean sarcastically.
Yeah.
No.
And as a way
woman,
to like lighten the mood and start
a woman
conversation.
Woman I know described me a couple weeks ago as the meanest, nice person she knows.
Yeah.
She's like, you never let me get away with a single piece of shit. Like, but I also will do anything for her. I don't give
yeah.
a fuck. I'll drop whatever I'm doing and help you out. I'll make you stupid things
she
that'll
does.
Give you a heart attack.
And that's
the
your
best
personality.
Right.
Taco pasta
right. But I'm also going to be a dick if you're being stupid.
Which people need.
Right.
Well, this was awesome. Thank you, guys. Do you want to, one more time, give your names and
no,
contact
not really,
info?
No.
Okay, no.
they
then,
know who we are. It's,
then,
it's that's that
one more time,
that's that
what's the Twitter account for Skull Sisters?
NGS Skull Sisters.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At NGS Skull Sisters.
NGS Skull Sisters.
Cool. Thank you for spending your night.